Well, today in conversation with our segment covers severe illness insurance and the necessary discussion to have on its importance and role with us now operating in the midst of a coronavirus year. And I think that life and what life holds for us has become such an important factor, and how we look at life and how we protect ourselves going forward is also one of the most important things. And that is why we've decided that when it comes to illness insurance, what diseases are covered, what is not covered, how much cover do I need, and have insurers updated their product offerings to cater for more illnesses and the levels of severity. So joining me in studio this morning to unpack this is John Kotzer, who's the head of protection product solutions at Old Mutual. And John has been just saying to me now that he's been protecting and giving solutions to products at Old Mutual for quite a long time now. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks, Zane. Yes, coming off for 30 years soon. It's looking forward to chatting to the listeners.
Long service award coming up there. Dr. Bilkis Sali, and Dr. Bilkis Sali is the senior medical officer at Old Mutual. A very warm welcome to you, doctor, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, and thank you. Happy to be here.
Joining us in conversation about severe illness cover, this is brought to you by Old Mutual, right here on Cape Talk this morning. And I think one needs to start off by the fact that when you look at a number of things in terms of your life and your ensuring your life and ensuring who you are and what you are, you need to first of all be mindful of the fact that you must have a dedicated financial planner who can give you good advice. Somebody telling you over a dinner table that you know this is what you need and what you don't need, not necessarily brings it to that particular point. And that is why John is with us, because he's the head of protection product solutions. What is then the difference between the following things: medical aid, gap cover, severe illness insurance, and life insurance, John?
Thanks, Zane. Yeah, I'm pleased you've prefaced that with just the importance of having a financial advisor. That's definitely going to be a theme that's going to come through a lot in the course of our discussion. But yes, in terms of setting the scene, and when thinking about illness insurance, there's two nice ways to actually think about it. The first is just to realize that, you know, when you incur conditions like that, you start with a diagnosis, and then you move on to the treatment of that condition. And then you move into that phase of recovery. And, finally, it's all those unexpected costs and things that happen after that also become very prevalent from an illness perspective. And when you look at medical aid and gap cover in that context, you sort of appreciate that medical aid is looking after the diagnosis and the treatment. But it's not there to look after that recovery and all those unexpected costs. And so that's where we're going to bring Bilkis just now to just focus on what severe illness is in particular. But that's one way of just thinking about that spectrum of illness. The other sort of more direct way of just thinking about medical aid versus gap cover, just to start with, because I think that's already a useful start, is that medical aid is there to cover your actual medical expenses that you incur in hospital with that diagnosis and treatment. What gap cover is it's a form of insurance cover that has come about because hospitals end up charging more than, you know, what the medical aids will cover in terms of those medical association tariffs that they pay. So, but with both medical aids and with gap cover, the key thing is that it's covering actual medical costs. And I actually want to bring Bilkis in now just to position the severe illness insurance differences.
So, you know, very often people think that, okay, I'm covered for this and covered for that. But, as John has pointed out, that basically covers your hospitalization. It covers whatever is not paid by your medical aid. Severe illness is something completely different, because illness you are incapacitated for a while, and it could be a very long while, it could be a short while. But the key thing here is that loss of income during that particular period. So what would we term then as severe illness?
Thank you, Zane, and thank you, John. So I'd like to start at the basics, as what is a severe illness? And it's certain acute and chronic medical conditions that significantly affect a person's lifestyle, quality of life, and risk of mortality. This includes, but not limited to, what we refer to as the big four. And these are namely cancer, heart attack, stroke, and coronary artery bypass grafts, which we commonly refer to as a CABG. Interestingly enough, these big four conditions make up 70% of the severe illness claims paid in 2020. If we look then further to what is severe illness cover, in effect, it's a long-term living insurance benefit that pays out a tax-free cash lump sum if a customer suffers from a severe illness event included within their contract. To note that severe illness is a tiered benefit structure, and this means that the severity of the medical condition will equate to the percentage of the payout that you can receive. And just a little bit of interesting history. The first severe illness or critical illness product was first launched in August in 1983 by a doctor, and I think John can help me here with a quote, that witnessed that his patients were suffering from financial hardship as a result of suffering from a severe illness. And he then convinced insurance companies to start offering severe illness and critical illness cover.
Yeah, thanks, yeah, Bilkis.
The key thing here, John, and sorry, is that, you know, when I was in teaching, they would come around and say, you've got to take a policy out, you know. And the insurance guys used to come around to schools. They were allowed to come around to schools. And you take out the policy and, you know, and they say, you know, that's how much money you're going to get when you actually die. And things have moved along way far from that, because one sits in a situation whereby the possibility of you becoming severely ill, heart attack, cancer, and those conditions, you know, where you can become severely ill before you actually die. So you have that gap of being diagnosed and becoming severely ill. So what happens when you are diagnosed and you don't have that insurance covered for that particular period, John?
Yeah, so I think you've hit the nail absolutely on the head there, and as you say, I mean, lifestyles have changed so much in the last 20-30 years. There are more and more of these sort of lifestyle diseases that are happening with greater and greater regularity. It used to be that, you know, all that the insurers were selling was life insurance, but as Bilkis' position, life has evolved and needs change as a result of that. The doctor in question who was at the forefront of illness insurance was Dr. Marius Barnard, who was Chris Barnard's brother. Yeah, that's right. So here you've got somebody doing the first heart transplant, but I mean, Dr. Marius Barnard was sitting on the side there, more of the business brains, and saying, you know, I can heal somebody physically, but I can't heal them financially. And so, you know, with that realization that you had all of these additional expenses that came about, so illness insurance was born. And that dynamic of now having an insured cover amount, and then knowing that depending on the different illnesses that you may suffer, you will now get a percentage of that cover amount paid out to you as a benefit to help for all of those unexpected expenses, to help with all of those recovery costs that the medical aids don't cover, is an invaluable gap that illnesses is now providing in the spectrum of the entire set of financial needs. Again, coming back to the point and the role that an advisor will play in helping you in that regard.
Bilkis, and we're chatting this morning to John Kotzer, who is the head of Protection Product Solutions at Old Mutual, and we're in conversation with Old Mutual on illness insurance. If you have any questions or queries, you can give us a call on 021-446-0567 or a WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. We're also chatting to Dr. Bilkis Sali, who's a senior medical officer at Old Mutual. What is the reason then that we actually need to insure against this? Because, you know, you're not only leaving yourself if you are a breadwinner in a family, you're not only leaving yourself in a financial difficulty, but the rest of your family if you have children at school.
Thank you, Zane and John. So just to touch on what John was saying, severe illness covers those unexpected and additional costs that aren't covered by medical.
Us to classify the risk more appropriately. And customers can pay a significantly lower premium for whether it could be funeral cover, where we've got a simplified underwriting model, again, where you just answer questions, you don't take blood tests, but now you can get higher cover up to 100,000 rand. Mm-hmm. But then, as Bilki says, as the cover goes up, then our requirements as an insurer to classify
mitigate,
your risk,
mitigate
and,
risk
and, yeah. and actually make sure that you are paying a fair premium for the amount of cover that we are providing to you, then sort of becomes such that the underwriting requirements unfortunately are going to require those needle pricks of one form or the other.
Hope that answers your question. And we are in conversation this afternoon, or this morning actually, with Old Mutual, and we're chatting illness insurance. 0214460560.
Join us in conversation about severe illness cover, brought to you by Old Mutual, only on Cape Talk. Cape Talk.
Coming up for 24 minutes to 12 o'clock, a very, very good morning to you. This morning, we are in conversation with Old Mutual on illness insurance. And the more we chat, the more it becomes evident that we live a life holistically as people, and your insurance need to be a holistic cover also. There are different pockets of insurance that you need for different things in life, and you need to be covered very differently. So a couple of months after COVID broke out, somebody called in and said, I live in Sea Point, Zane, and I've got what is now termed as long-term COVID, and I mean, given the COVID times, how does COVID play into the construct of illness insurance? And Bill Keyes can probably take on the medical side of it, and John will take up the contractual references to that.
Thank you, Zane. Yes, very topical and definitely top of mind. So while COVID-19 is a new illness that we've seen since March 2020, and it isn't a listed severe illness event, we do cover the complications that you experience from COVID-19. With nearly 3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in South Africa, we are seeing a significant increase in the severe illness events in people who are admitted for COVID in hospital. Studies have shown that COVID-19 infection is an independent risk factor for an acute heart attack or ischemic strokes. Studies have also shown that in the first week of your COVID infection, the risk of you experiencing your first heart attack is increased by 3 to 8 times. And the risk of your first stroke occurring caused by a blood clot is multiplied by 3 to 6 times. This risk also stays elevated for at least 1 month after your COVID diagnosis. When it comes to COVID-19 infection, poorer outcomes are associated in people who have drivers of cardiovascular disease that we have mentioned, namely hypertension, diabetes, and cancers. And when we refer to poorer outcomes, we're talking about increased risk of hospital stay and increased need for ICU admission. To confound that, and on top of that, if that wasn't enough, we're also now sitting with a new pandemic of long COVID. And a study done in South Africa showed that 82% of patients still had persistent or developed new symptoms 1 month after being discharged from hospital. And your risk of developing long COVID was 1 in 10 people in South Africa. And this risk with long COVID and the risk factors for developing long COVID were the same as previously mentioned, which is hypertension, obesity, and advanced age. And while we don't necessarily cover long COVID specifically, we do cover the complications of it. And as the one caller, Russell, previously mentioned, which I didn't get a chance to touch on, is our catch-all benefits or events that we have in severe illness. This is one of them is named activities of daily living, and this is an event that you will get paid under if there are certain activities of daily living that are affected and you cannot perform.
And of course, a number of people want to know about the contractual references to that, and your catch-all. Is it an option or is it an inclusion in the policy?
Saying there again are so many different designs of illness insurance cover. We've done a lot of research with our customers, and we were talking in the break about just the affordability of life insurance, and so at the end of the day, again, I've mentioned it a few times. Firstly, find that advisor to sit down and just start thinking about it. But what we've done at Old Mutual to address the customer needs is we've created quite a nice building block approach to the way in which the cover is offered. And so, you know, we package the different elements of the benefit. Bilkies was mentioning earlier around how you can add on for the mild illnesses. You can also add on for women benefit, which is very appropriate for women who are approaching their childbearing ages to think about in terms of, again, some of those medical conditions and events that could happen at the time that they are falling pregnant and just related pregnancy-related conditions. That building block approach, you know, we've developed in response to the affordability question. You don't want to include a whole lot of cover events if you know you can't get those conditions because you're not a woman or you don't have children. Again, all the different insurers have different levels of detail within their contract. They package it differently. Some of them you're allowed to add on and take away. Others you've got to buy en masse. And that's, again, where the role of the advisor becomes invaluable. I mean, if I can just give you a contrast between, you know, what you might find when it comes to something like a stroke, you know, if you've got Old Mutual's top-up benefit, we'll make our 100% payout of your cover benefit, and we'll do that if the symptoms last for 24 hours, and even if you have had a full recovery. The point being that the assessment can already be after 24 hours, and there's no neurological impairment required. Whereas other insurers might only have a 25% payout of the cover. They might have what's called a survival period, where you can only be assessed after 3 months and 24 hours. Mm. The terms and conditions and the detail within an illness insurance contract are actually one of the big challenges for us as product providers. We get told our contracts are so long, but they need to be long so that customers know that detail, and then a good advisor will unpack that detail and help you appreciate what value you're getting from an illness cover.
And the essential thing is not to just sit as a passive listener when your advisor talks to you. You need to come up with certain questions. You need to ask him, what's going to happen if this happens to me? What will happen, you know, if I have a degenerative nerve condition that puts me out and I need to be medically boarded? Will you cover the rest of my shortfall in terms of, you know, I've got two children at school? And those are the realities. And this is the whole thing, is that when you look at severe illness insurance, you mustn't just basically say, oh, but my mom had cancer, maybe I can have cancer. And I think this is where it actually comes from. People need to be realistic about what they're going to purchase as a product, and go to a good advisor, and the advisor will unpack the whole thing for you. Look at your lifestyle completely, not just fragmented. This is your working lifestyle, and that is your lifestyle at home. But look at your lifestyle completely and give you advice on that. 0214460567 on the telephone lines. You have a chat to Amy and to Walid, or you can chat to Johannes on 0725671567.
Join us in conversation about severe illness cover, brought to you by Old Mutual, only on Cape Talk. Cape Talk.
Quite a few questions coming up. I think this one is for Bilkis on the WhatsApp line at 0725671567. Hi, Zane. On complications, what about heart attacks and strokes as a result of the vaccine? I knew that was going to come up somewhere.
Yes, so first of all, heart attacks and strokes as a result of the vaccine are very rare, and that shouldn't really be happening. But in the rare case that it does happen, yes, we will cover your severe illness event. So irrespective of the cause of your heart attack or stroke, you will be covered.
So there's your answer. It's very rare, but if it does happen, Old Mutual will very kindly look at you and say, you know, this is because that's basically what you've been insured for. We've got a voice note coming up, and if I could just ask you to put those headphones back on again. We have a voice note in 3717. Johannes?
Good morning, guys. It's Morna here from Markbosstrand. I'd just like to know about premium guarantees. I know it's maybe early days, but if there are any claims that unexpected claims or surge in claims, often companies can increase their premiums. So I'd just like to know about the premium guarantee period and what they think the odds are of premiums going up above the normal premium pattern.
Thanks very much for the call, John.
Yeah, Mornay, that is a great question, and it tells me that you've got a very good understanding of insurance policies, because that is the one interesting, let's call it evolution of life insurance policies over the decades. You know, when our parents were growing up, you took out a life insurance policy and you paid a premium, and you knew that was the premium that you were going to pay for your whole life. And times have changed, and life insurers have needed to adapt and change with it. And so the concept of a premium guarantee is just for all the listeners, I think it's useful to just go one step back and understand that when you buy a life insurance policy or a disability income insurance policy or a illness policy, it does have a certain guarantee period. And what that means is that the premium will not change in that guaranteed period. It might increase because you have selected an increasing premium pattern. You might have selected to start at a lower premium, and you have agreed that you are going to pay a premium that's going to go up by 5% each year. But you know, you will pay that contractual premium for the guaranteed term. And typically, you can select that term. You know, those are choices that you can actually discuss with your advisor, because if you take a longer guarantee, you'll pay a slightly higher premium up front. If you take a shorter guarantee, but they are typically 1 year or 5 year or 10 year or 15 years.
And the reason for, you know, the increase in premiums, or probably premium guarantee, and the inclusion of the extra 5% or 4%, is that we're looking at inflation.
So the premium guarantee, it's a very important concept, and it's not a concept that a lot of people appreciate. But as insurers, when we quote you a premium for your illness cover, in this case, we're talking illness cover, we are pricing it on our best estimate assumptions of what is going to happen into the future. But as we've also seen, lifestyle conditions change. It's not just with COVID. Even before COVID came along, we were already starting to see that more and more people were having heart attacks, and more people were dying at an earlier age than was previously assumed in our assumptions. So even on some of our life cover policies, some of our customers would have received letters at the end of their premium guaranteed term to say, good luck, you know, good news for you, your premium is staying constant, but not so good news for you, your premium is going up by 10%. Because actually, if we're looking forward, we look forward and we say, you know, what has changed in terms of what we were assuming 10 years ago and what is the situation now? And we do, as insurers, and all insurers have this in their policies, they have the option of adjusting their premium to allow for changes in mortality and morbidity. So the changes that we are seeing in death rates and the changes that we're seeing in illness and disability occurrences. So no longer is your premium absolutely, absolutely guaranteed for the full life time of you being on this earth. Again, it depends on your premium guarantee term. So Mornay was asking, what do we think about that? I mean, again, I think as Mornay is surmising, and we don't know. We don't know whether COVID is going to settle and stabilize in terms of some of the experience impacts that it's having. But what I can tell you is, even before COVID came along, we were starting to see changes happening in our experience that has given rise to us and other insurers having to increase premiums. So very good question from Mornay.
In conversation this morning with Old Mutual on illness insurance, we are chatting to John Kotzer, who's the head of protection product solutions at Old Mutual, and also Dr. Bilke Sali, senior medical officer at Old Mutual.
Join us in conversation about severe illness cover, brought to you by Old Mutual, only on Cape Talk.
Coming up for 12 minutes to 12 o'clock, chatting to our panel this morning about illness insurance and what needs to be covered and what doesn't need to be covered. Chatting to Dr. Bilke Sali, medical advances over the last period of time, and you know, the fact that medicine has actually prolonged life. People are seeing longer life span, longevity in their lives. How does this influence this particular space of illness insurance?
Thank you, Zain. And it's exactly as you you have mentioned. So when I think about medical advances and how it influences the insurance space, I think of it in two ways. So as you rightfully said, we know now that people are living longer lives and they are likely to survive into an older age. And with this increases the chances of them suffering and surviving from a severe illness. It's therefore possible for someone to easily suffer more than one severe illness event within their lifetime. And I quickly had a look, and in South Africa, current average life expectancy is around 64 years of age, whereas in 2013, it was 60 years of age. And in 2005, it was only 54 years of age. And secondly, when you look at medical advances, it allows us as an insurer to be dynamic in our severe illness offering, and it allows us to evolve the type of conditions and events that we cover and include within our offering. And if I take the example of angioplasty and stenting, and this is where we coil or insert a coil into a blood vessel that has been blocked, has completely revolutionized the way we treat cardiovascular conditions. It's enabled us to treat it much earlier and at a much less risk when compared to the risk associated with major surgery when we perform a CABG or a coronary artery bypass graft. And hence, we've had to create severe illness benefits, as previously mentioned, that caters for this milder severe illness events like angioplasty and stenting.
Mm. Coming back to claims and looking at claims and how can I claim and when can you claim it and what is the process for the claiming and what is covered, Bilkis, under you know, the severe illness? And I know that definitely there are risk profiles to consider. There's definite lifestyle things to consider. There's medical history to consider. And if you got stage one cancer, your payout might be X percentage. If you got stage two cancer, it might be a different percentage. And you know, when it comes to coronary problems and you know, heart failures and stuff like that, like you rightfully mentioned, you family member had a stent put in. He was in hospital for 2 days and was back out again. Obviously, he is healthy. He's eating quite well. But you know, there are a number of considerations. So, first of all, how do we claim? And secondly, what is covered?
Yeah, so I mean, the how we claim comes back to, again, what is in that contract? What have you selected for yourself in terms of the conditions that you want to have covered? You know, as Bilkis was setting out, you know, we've got a very nice building block approach where you can sit down with your advisor, you can add top up benefits which will, you know, cover extra things. But I mean, you will find that whole array of illnesses spanning cancers, the blood related diseases, cardiovascular, everything relating to the central nervous system. So besides the strokes and the comas and the paralysis, you've got your Parkinson's disease. The connective tissue diseases include things like advanced rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, these are things that for me, not as a medical profession, they're quite scary, but they're all covered. And then when you are diagnosed with one of those conditions, that's again, it's as simple as that. You know, that will trigger the claim event. So in the same event, as a more extreme example is obviously when you have a life insurance policy, the event is your death, unfortunately, but that will trigger the claim. Now with an illness insurance benefit, we also call them living benefits, because now you're alive, you've had the diagnosis of this event, and the claim processes just involve that confirmed diagnosis from your doctor. But then, like I say, make sure that you've read the small print of your policy, make sure that you haven't taken out one of those policies that's got a 3 month survival period or an assessment period. All the insurers have got different terms for these different things. And be mindful that some of them you might have to wait 24 hours, some you might have to wait days, and others you might have to wait weeks or months. Read the small print because those will also affect when you can claim.
Turning to Dr. Bilkis Sali, a senior medical officer at Old Mutual, what are the most common diseases leading to claims?
Thank you, Zane. If I could just quickly touch on what John was saying. Mm. So in our severe illness proposition or benefit structure, we divide the events that you are covered for under different body systems or different body themes. For example, we will have a cancer section. We will have a cardiovascular system section, respiratory, GIT, or autoimmune conditions or endocrine conditions. And then we'll look at things such as lifestyle, where we offer benefits like activities of daily living and a terminal illness benefit. And when we look at how these structures are then paid out in the severe illness tiered benefit structure, if I could use CABG or coronary artery bypass graft as an example, if you don't have a top-up benefit and you just have our base product and you have surgery done to correct a blockage in one of your coronary arteries, you will then qualify for a 50% payout. If you have correction of a blockage in two of your coronary arteries, that would then equate to a 75% payout. Or if you have what we sometimes known as a triple bypass, where you have surgery to three or more of your coronary arteries, then you would qualify at 100% payout. We then have, as a part of our product design, an additional feature that you could purchase, known as a top-up. And this will then allow you to get 100% payout for any one of those categories, irrespective of the number of arteries that you had surgery on. And if we take a look at our claim stats of 2020, just to see what are people actually claiming for, we saw that we've had a sharp increase of 18% in 2020 compared to the previous year of increasing claims. And our severe illness payout ratio rose from 89% from the previous year to 95%. And the big four, as I previously spoke about, made up 70% of the claims paid in 2020, with cancer still reflecting the largest proportion of claims at 45%, which was followed secondly by cardiovascular conditions making up 27% of claims. And if we compared it between men and women, we saw that men made up 56% of claims in 2020, with the highest severe illness being under cardiovascular disorders, followed by cancers at 37%, and women made up 44% of severe illness claims in 2020, with cancer being 60% of those severe illness claims that were paid.
John?
Yeah, I wanted to say that if any listener is curious, we do an analysis of our claims every year. It's a very sort of thorough piece of work that we do, and then we share with all the advisors so that we can help them to have this conversation. But actually, any listener can go on, and we've created a very simple tool called under the web address www.omclaimstool.co.za. You can put in your gender, you can put in your age, and then you can see what are the typical people claiming for on illness, and it actually extends to also causes of death and causes of disability as well. So I know, you know, it doesn't feel real when you're young. You feel like you're bulletproof and you know, these things aren't going to happen to me, but you know, go and play on that tool and you can actually just see how real it is in the lives of so many people around us.
In conversation this morning with Old Mutual on illness insurance. Thank you so much for your time, John Kotzer, Head of Protection Product Solutions at Old Mutual. Dr. Bill Kesali, Senior Medical Officer at Old Mutual, reminded that this is Quintile 4, and it's typically, you know, focus on severe illness ramp up with Heart Awareness Month during October, Movember in November, and the focus on disability, AIDS, and breast cancer in early December. Also take note that Old Mutual Rewards has fitness benefits that enables customers to get up to 250% of their illness insurance premiums back in rewards points, and illustrating how rewards, loyalty programs, and insurance interplay these days, so to make insurance more affordable for customers. So Old Mutual Rewards is free for all South Africans over the age of 18, and you can earn points by answering surveys, obtaining credit scores, and also doing Moneyversity modules on your phone to help you get more financially savvy. John, thank you so much for your time this morning. Dr. Bill Kiss, it's been fantastic. And
thank
the hour's
so
gone.